He let go a tantalizing line about their two best prospects that are down in Norfolk. He said that Samuel Basayo and Dylan Beavers are if they make it here in 2025, that would be a very good thing. That kind of tells me they're going to make it here. In case you're not following them right now, Basayo, he's hitting 271, 21 home runs, 54 RBI. This is in only 69 games. Those are pretty good numbers for 69 games. Dylan Beavers, they got him playing right field. 85 games, 16 home runs, 46 RBI, 307 batting average. Cordell, I understand why he's kind of anxious to see these guys perform at the major league level in 2025, but the game's going to be to try to make it as least pressure as possible.
Yeah, I mean, and the way that this year has gone is probably not a lot of pressure to go out there and necessarily help the team win. I think it's just really about getting comfortable, and they've been able, when you've seen the Orioles call up some of these big name prospects in the past and have struggled to get them playing time, they always kind of lean on the, well, we're trying to win right now, yeah, so we're fielding our best team. That shouldn't be the case, mm-mm, for these guys. That the runway should be open for them when they are eventually up here, especially Beavers,
yeah,
out in the outfield right now, because of so many questions going forward in terms of what your starting outfield is going to look like. He needs to get as much run as possible, but obviously you want Basayo's bat in the lineup every day, and I think in the long term he's going to stick most likely at first base. But right now you got Mayo there. Yeah. So, you know, I think they're going to, when he is up here, I think you'll see Basayo's bat in the lineup as much as possible. Where exactly he's playing in the field when he is in one of those nine,
right,
spots, that remains to be seen.
He's been playing a lot of first base down in Norfolk. But I'm going to tell you something. Part of me feels like if he comes up here and can play at this level, that they automatically now have an off-ramp for Adley if they want one.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know if it was by design or not, but it could work out that way.
It might work out that way because it, you know, and look, Adley has definitely still had some flashes to where he shows you what he is capable of. But he's a guy that I think they'd be lying if they said that they felt the same way about him today as,
right,
they did three years ago.
Let's be honest, Cordell. If you're the GM of the Orioles, are you giving him a big contract when his contract's up? I don't think
I am. Not right now.
No.
Not right now. You're not. And I mean, everybody's looking to see who is getting that first big contract from the Orioles. But
he wears number two on his back.
You would imagine.
He'll get the first big offer. Let's say that.
Offer for sure. For sure. But yeah, I mean, I think they're in a good spot now, mm-hmm, with these guys coming up, especially when you talk about their catching dilemma right now. You couldn't be in a better spot with Adley trending the way that he has and then having Basayo in the darkness.
I thought that showed admirable restraint on the part of the Orioles. When they had all those catchers go down, they were six deep at one point. It would seem like, boy, we got to bring up Basayo, but they stayed patient. They resisted that urge, and it remains to be seen whether it's going to pay off or not, but I understand why they did that.
Yeah, I mean, they're taking their time to bring him up, and it seems like they've had a plan in place all along in terms of when they want to do it, and they're sticking to that. It's, and for me, it's always felt like it would be on the back end of August, and maybe
September,
even September. It wouldn't shock me at all. It's well known that they would love to get that comp pick again if he is to come up and win Rookie of the Year next year, same way they got with Gunner. So I fully believe that that is a part of their thought process as well.
From a business standpoint, we joked earlier that there are going to be a lot of empty seats in September. Basayo, Beavers might sell a few tickets.
Well,
for
yeah, it's all about the moments. And me and Ben have talked about this on our show, The Fresh Take. Like, that's what the second half is going to be about. Moments when you get these guys called up, Basayo and Beavers, or when Bradish inevitably makes a couple of starts here. Hopefully he can get a couple of starts at home under his belt, because I'm sure that's something that the fans would like to go out and see. But yeah, I think that's what it's about on a daily basis. It's not going to look like it did for the Savannah Bananas. It's just not. But I think in spurts, people, there will be certain moments down the stretch of the season that piques people's interest.
Absolutely. And the first 6 years it was open, they didn't have an unsold seat. 6 years worth of sellouts. But then that took them through 97, when they had a great team that nobody talks about anymore. And then they went into the wilderness after that. Mm-hmm. And it just, two things happened. They went into the wilderness and the Ravens got here. And when the Ravens started rising, the Orioles started going down. It took the Orioles a long time to get back to that. They did under Buck in 2012. Those teams, they managed to bring it equal again. But I'm telling you, one of the best things about the last 2 years is that we were talking Orioles way up into October. Mm-hmm. That ain't going to be the case this year.
No, it's not the case. As soon as minicamp started, I mean, the hunger for football was through the roof, and it's definitely the case right now with training camp well underway. You got the first preseason game
Thursday
night, so football season is essentially here. And I think after the deadline that the Orioles just had, which they needed to have considering the season that they're having right now,
I agree.
Unexpectedly so, you trade a lot of the favorite names away, people are going to start losing interest. That's just what's happening right now. But I do think people are going to keep their eye on it. The Orioles are just on the back burner right now. That's just what it is.
I call them, you watch your Orioles with the remote in your hand. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can switch and go back and forth. But yeah, there are going to be a lot of empty seats. And by the way, I've been wanting to tell you this for a long time. Congratulations on knowing how to say Norfolk. You know, I'm from down there, and when I hear Norfolk, it's like fingernails on the blackboard, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look, I can count maybe on one hand how many times I've been to Norfolk, but, you know, I take pride in being able to say the name right.
Norfolk.